Welcome to Raw and Real, Her Perspective, with your host, me, Bella, where I'm here to talk about the unfiltered reality of being a woman in today's society. So here, we're going to explore everything from the double standards we face to the challenges of balancing work, family, and self-care. In this episode, we're tackling the controversial topic of female sexuality in music. Why is it that when women express themselves, they're often labeled as vulgar or inappropriate? Join me as we discuss the hypocrisy of these double standards and we empower women to keep challenging the stereotype in male-dominated careers. With me today to dive deep in this topic is Anaya Baker, my best friend, who has plenty of knowledge and perspective to bring to this episode. She is a public relations and advertising student at the University of South Florida, and she has an interest in today's media, specifically the portrayal of women and challenges we face today. So she is absolutely perfect for this episode. So here we are. Hello, Anaya. How are you doing today?
Hello, Bella. I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Perfect. This is so exciting.
I'm excited to be here today.
Okay. So I know that we are both familiar with hip hop and rap music, considering what do we listen to when we go out?
Like, of course, let's City be Girls, so for real. Exactly. You know, Sexy Red.
Always Mama on the radio. Exactly. When we go out. So we're looking at this music just a little deeper, and we're kind of going to just talk about the explicit lyrics, you know, sex, drugs, violence, money, all that, how that's been acceptable for men. But once women do it, which they've been doing it now, it's all of a sudden an issue and it's a problem.
Exactly.
So I know that we didn't really grow up in the 90s when this first started.
No, not technically.
No, well, but not at all. We were early 2000s, 2004.
Right.
So I grew up my parents listened to this.
Right. And mine too. And then I have older sisters.
So. Right. Exactly. So we've been around this for a minute now.
Right. We grew up with it too.
And we've heard the difference between the music back then and the music today. And actually, some of my first thoughts that made me want to do this podcast was the fact that my mom, literally, and I know that you have this same exact experience.
Yes.
Our moms are the similar ages, by the way, they're literally the same age. Yeah. So they grew up listening to, Tupac, Biggie, all those male rappers, that's what they talked about. But then now when they hear Cardi B on the radio, my mom's absolutely not.
Literally, immediately no.
Exactly.
Turn it off.
But why? If they listen to men and they listen to their music and they did it growing up and they liked it, because I can see my mom bopping her head to Tupac.
Right. Exactly. Don't make me pull up the old photos.
Exactly. Okay. So what's the issue now? Why can't
And now there's so many more women doing it. What's the issue?
Exactly. So with that being said, I made a remix and it's basically taken us back from the 90s up until today. Mm-hmm. It's going back and forth from male rap songs to women rap songs. Mm. Tupac, Biggie, Little Kim, Trina, Kevin Gates nowadays, Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B, Nicki.
Everybody.
I got everybody in there. So we're going to take a little bit of a listen to that. We're going to see how we feel. We're going to digest that whole bunch of music that we're just about to listen to. And then we're going to talk about it.
Okay, let's run the tape.
Let's run the tape.
I ain't got no motherfucker. That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. West Side, bad boy killers. You know who the realest is, niggas. We bring it to you. First off, fuck your bitch in the clique you claim. West Side, when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. We bust on bad boys, niggas fuck for life.
This must mean she ain't trying to wait. Conversate, sex on the first date. I state, you know what you do to me. She starts off, but I don't usually. Then I whipped it out, rubber no doubt. Step out, show me what you all about. Fingers in your mouth, open up your blouse. Pull your G-string down south. Ow. Threw that back out, in the parking lot. Buy a Cherokee and a green drop top.
Yeah, you gotta go with no one. I used to be scared of the dick. Now I throw lips to the shit. Handle it like a real bitch. Have the hunter, Janet Jack me. Take it in the bun. Yes, yes, what? I got land in Switzerland. Even got sand in the Maryland. Bahamas in the spring. Baby, it's a big mama thing. Can't tell by the diamonds in my ring. That's how many times I wanna come. 21.
another one, 24 carats, nigga. That's when I'm fucking with the average nigga.
Get involved with a nigga, slob on a nigga. Take all his dough, then I dodge the nigga. Cause I'm a nasty bitch, I leave a nigga dead broke. Snatch your bread, a cop, a brand new coach. I'm the jazzy type, and I only let you eat it if you ask me right. My coochie mad, with more juice than a grape. Will you peel the skin, but yo, it ain't no fun if your tongue ain't in. Whoa, this is where the madness starts, so nigga, fuck me with your tongue till you lick my heart. I got a body like a coke bottle, watch me walk. So nigga, work your mouth and don't talk, okay?
Bands will make her dance. All these cheeks popping pussy, I'm just popping. Bands will make her dance. These cheeks clapping and they ain't using hands.
Pop that pussy for a real nigga. Pull out my black card. That's my lil nigga. Make a movie with your bitch, Steven Spiel, nigga. Smoking on quiche, cold, give me chills, nigga. What's your real name? And not your stripper name. I make it rain on you like a window pane. Bands and make her dance. Tune you make her come. Hit it from the side like a motherfucking bass drum.
Only. I never fuck Nikki cause she got a man. But when that's over, then I'm first in line. And the other day in her Maybach, I thought, goddamn, this is the perfect time. We had just come from that video. You know, LA traffic had a city slow. She was sitting down on that big butt, but I was still staring at the titties, though. Yeah, low key and maybe high key. I been peeped that you like me, you know? Who the fuck you really wanna be with besides me? I mean, it doesn't take much for us to do this shit quietly. I mean, she say I'm obsessed with thick women and I agree. Yeah.
Gun in my purse, bitch, I came just to kill. Who wanna go first? I had them pushing daffodils. I'm high as hell, I only took a half a pill. I'm on some dumb shit.
Table, then I eat the pussy from the back and the side. Let you get on top, you can drive bread. Why don't we free enterprise? Cuff you, I'm a willing to try. Fuck you like no other guy.
Do it, baby, stick it, baby, move it, baby, lick it. Baby, suck up on that click into that pussy. Got a hickey, baby, watch big. Could've brought a Range Rover. Chain little, but I spent some change on it. Nigga mad, I'ma put the gang on him. They'll die about me, they'll bang on him. In that ass poked out, the frame on him. Pussy so good, he got my name on it. Pretty on the realest in the city. Only fucking with the plug. Got a nigga worth a billy showing love. Only talk about bands when he hit me. Chose him, he ain't pick me. And we never doing quickies.
I want a slim by woman with some pork with all my.
Her friends and her mom hate go. Lay down on the bed, do the cry, baby. She ain't gave me none of that puss in a while. She had the boy waiting, I don't mind waiting. Come on. Oh, you ain't gonna respond to my text? Oh, yeah. Want me keep on my diamonds with sex? What's your name? Keisha.
Key.
Jasmine.
Jazz.
Kiera. Megan.
Go.
Lisa. Ashley. Sierra. Sarah. She got her hands on her knees with her ass in the air. Who that little bitch a player? If her friends ain't around to record it, she been over, shake that little ass in the mirror. Like,
Dad, I'm a fine ass bitch. I ain't in the house, sad. Fuck my baby dad.
Bow, 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 bow.
That's that booty me.
Hey, 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 hey.
Look at them booty cheeks.
Bow, 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 bow.
That's that booty me.
Hey, 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 hey.
Look at them booty cheeks.
All that ass on her. Damn, this bitch bad. Switch my hips when I walk. Yeah, I know you like that. My nigga fucked up. Fuck my baby dad. I'm getting outside, I ain't in the house, sad. We finna go out,
yeah.
Where the niggas at? It's looking like a drought.
Damn.
My mama got the kids, I'm getting out this house. All in the club, bouncing there, showing out.
Yo, Metro, don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot you.
She wanna go viral. We fucking for hours. That pussy got power. That pussy got power. She wet in the shower.
Wait, that pussy get louder. We saying no vow. She fucking no cow. Nope, I'm digging in deep. Deep, she wanna get geek. She sniffing that flower. We geeking for hours. It players a player. They peek at the bow. To my brother, she ours. I'm coming, my baby.
I said, certified freak. 7 days a week. Wet ass pussy. Make that pullout game weak. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, you fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet ass pussy. Give me everything you got for this wet ass pussy. Beat it up, nigga, catch a charge. Extra large and extra hard. Put this pussy right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top, I wanna ride. I do a kegel, rollin' inside. Spit in my mouth, look in my eyes. This pussy is wet, come take a dive. Tie me up like I'm surprised. That's roleplay, I wear disguise. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage.
Wow, that was a mouthful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely was. I really hope that nobody under the age of 18 was maybe even like 21. I know that like 18 is an
viewer
adult.
Viewer discretion advised. Yeah,
definitely viewer discretion advised. Maybe some noise canceling headphones just for those 7 minutes were needed.
Just definitely.
A little bit. Yeah. Well.
Not in a public place.
Well, with the last song that we left off at, WAP by Cardi B.
Iconic.
This was a song that I thought of immediately when I thought of this topic, and that's why I ended that remix with that song.
Mm-hmm.
What were the first reactions of like people that we knew, people that we were around, older, younger, our age, whatever? Everyone had mixed opinions about this song.
Right. So I feel like for us, like at least with my mom, like her generation, that Generation X, they were very like taken back. Like I remember my mom in the car, I had to play the song and she was like, oh my gosh, like turn that off. Like that is crazy. Like they're talking about this. Like you shouldn't look up to them. Like this is not okay.
Right.
Da 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 da. But I'm like, but you were listening to stuff similar like this, like just as vulgar and like it wasn't an issue then, but now it's an issue. And it's like, I never understood the cause for that.
Exactly. So when this like all started, this double standard, the fact that, you know, now then when women talk about sex and drugs and doing the same thing that men do, now they're getting hated on for it. Where do you feel like it started? Like this double standard, like where do you feel like this whole concept of men and women, women can't talk about their sexuality, women can't talk about sex, where did that start?
I feel like this concept has been around for a long time, but it's just been like reinforced, like even since we were like in elementary school. Like I remember fifth grade, we were learned about our one sexual education course. They took the girls in one room and we learned that you're going to get your period, your breasts are going to be tender, and mm-hmm. that was pretty much it. But the boys were in another room learning about boners and the fact that they're hitting puberty, girls are going to be more attractive, girls around them are going to start developing, and they're going to start having reactions. That's all they learned about.
Exactly. I definitely
like that's
we
crazy.
Went to the same elementary school. We mm-hmm. weren't in the same class. And yes, we were. We had
I think we were. Yeah, yes, no, 100%. We were.
Yeah, we did that class together. That mm-hmm. was crazy. I remember that. And the boys had like they left with like condoms.
Literally.
In fifth grade, they gave us pads and tampons and they mm-hmm. gave the boys condoms.
Like that's crazy.
That is sick. That is sick. So yeah, like conversations of sexual activity as a young woman, they're just like never spoken about. Mm-hmm. There's no sex ed classes that talk about sex, safe sex. They don't talk about assault. They don't talk about misconduct. They don't talk about rape.
No, they don't talk about consent.
No, none of that. And I was actually watching when I was researching this topic, I came across a TED Talk and it was by a woman named AJ Monterey. I think that's how I pronounce her name. Mm-hmm. I hope I did not mispronounce it. And she was talking about basically women in music and the reclamation of space and sexuality. It was a really great TED Talk. And one of the stats that she had in the TED Talk was that in 2017, Planned Parenthood, they surveyed 2012 people on consent and sexual assault. And less than a third of those people who responded to the national survey said that they weren't taught anything at all related to those topics in grade school.
That is insane. That is so sad.
It is really sad. It is very sad, but unfortunately, it's very true. Okay, so with that all being said, then I feel like we can kind of agree that this upbringing of this double standard and the way it started was just because of the poor upbringing of children.
Definitely.
They're not taught proper sexual education. Maybe the boys were, but at least the women weren't. But they weren't even taught about rape or anything, so they technically weren't.
Or even consent.
Exactly. So they weren't taught anything really either. So mm-hmm. I guess we could say that's the culprit of why things are the way they are today, especially in rap music. But I also seen like another stat in that same TED Talk, and it like blew my mind. I was like, wow, like this this really like explains why women are talked about so much in music and how it's so dominated. So basically, like, in 2017, there was a report by Nielsen Music, and on average, Americans spend over 32 hours a week listening to music, right? 32 wow. hours a week.
Okay.
So that same year, 93% of the top Billboard hits were about sex.
Of course.
Right?
Sex sells, so.
And so the USG School of Edinburgh conducted a research study that same year on the conclusion, on the inclusion in the music industry. And their report examined the gender of artists across 600 popular songs on the Billboard Hot 100 charts in that year. So in the last year, which back then would have been 2019, only 16.8% of all performers were women.
That's insane.
When 93% of the top Billboard hits were about sex and women. And that, women make up less than 20% of the popular music we consume.
Those numbers are outrageous.
Crazy, right?
Those are like completely different ends of the spectrum.
Exactly. So this just goes to show how the face of the music industry has been saturated by men.
Yes.
Literally, and their narratives glazed. And their opinions about sex. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So back in like 1996, when Little Kim released her Hardcore album, that whole album was literally to take the misogynistic words of male rappers and embrace them.
Right.
And I love that for her.
Me too.
And that was, you know, 20 years ago. And then, you know, in 2020, when Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion released WAP, they got a bunch of controversy and backlash. They experienced a lot of hate for their vulgar lyrics, particularly from like right-winged conservative politicians on Twitter, which what else is new?
Right.
You know.
Did we expect less?
No, not at all. And, you know, right now, think about like City Girls, JT, Young Miami. Right. Like, who else can you think of right now that right are young now, and in?
Flo Milli, there's Mona Leo.
Lotto.
Lotto's a big one, too.
Yes.
Ice Spice is still pretty big.
Exactly.
Pretty relevant.
So, like, they're all top in the hip hop game right now. Mm-hmm. And there was actually an interview with JT on like Power 106, and they were talking about the double standards. And how they don't let it affect their work. Right. And so JT said that these men are going to complain and that they mm-hmm. want the world to be male dominated and threatened because right now women are coming up and making their own bags.
Exactly.
I 100% agree.
I agree too, because now women are not having to rely on a man. They never had to, but now it's like they can do so much for themselves. They really don't need a man to like give them money. They know they can go and get it themselves, you know?
Right, exactly. So. And I feel like men take this as like, oh, we hate men and this is a root against men, like women hate men, like men are nothing, like
right.
And it's not that. It's like, it's not really a root against men, it's just to empower women to
right.
keep like challenging that stereotype, you know, like those are all male dominated careers.
And exactly.
We don't want them to continue to stay male dominated.
No.
Not ones when women can be up too, you know?
Exactly. Especially when they're talking about us. Like if you're talking about us, we should be able to talk about us too.
Exactly. And there was another interview with Megan, and this was in 2022. And she said that there's a crazy double standard, literally word for word. That's what she said. Like when people criticize how female and male artists perform live. And she said that a boy could start rapping about popping pills and enjoying four women at one time and nobody would mm-hmm. have a problem with that. And in that same article, she said that rap being a male dominated ecosystem plays a part in that turnout and that double standard. Right.
Definitely.
And, you know, a lot of these lyrics can be raunchy and a lot of people say they are like emasculating, but I disagree, and I feel like this is women taking back their power by turning the tables in their direction exactly. with their lyrics.
Exactly. They're just reclaiming what was done to them. So it's already been around. It's not like they're taking anything away. They're just presenting it in a new way. And, you know, people are scared of new things.
Exactly. What about, like, Kevin Gates with his music?
See, Kevin Gates is crazy because he says the most raunchiest things, but then you also have someone like Sexy Red who says the same thing.
I know.
And people love them because they're so authentically themselves.
Right,
you know?
Right. And I like that. Like, I like that mm-hmm. they are like that, and I like that men... I don't like that they've been doing it for all this time, but I like that women have finally done it too.
Exactly. I feel you like know? It's like... leveled the playing field in a sense.
Exactly. Why is that? It's always an issue. Once a woman wants to level the playing field, it always becomes an issue.
Exactly.
So, like, with all of that being said, what do we do? What do we do with this now? Like, this is obviously a thing. To this mm-hmm. day, women are getting hated on constantly. Right. There's interviews about rappers talking about it all the time. It's a double standard that we live with. Oh, for sure. So, just, like, what do we do with this? Like, how do we... keep promoting like female empowerment and making it where we reclaim all the things that these men have said about us?
I feel like the only solution is to really just keep doing what they're doing, keep being in the fields, keep taking power, keep releasing music, because we have so many people like GloRilla. She just released a new album. She's on almost every single network. Everybody knows her, and she just came up not that recently, within the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's created, like, such a big thing that everybody worldwide knows. So it's like, there's nothing wrong with it. I love it. Exactly. I'm here for it.
And I also feel like one of the biggest things with this is that women have to support each other. Like, female rappers, exactly. they have to support each other. Like, exactly. what about when they were beefing?
Right.
Who was it? Megan? And...
Megan... well, also Nicki and Cardi was a big that was beef, it. Nicki and that's Cardi, still kind yes. of like
that's
the
still
thing.
A thing. Like they still mm-hmm. don't really collab no. on music. Like, did Nicki and Cardi ever make?
They never made music no. together. And they would be honestly, so
good. They're the top right now. Nicki yeah. and Cardi, they're the top.
They are,
and
they can't. But then you also have a lot of women in music who are bonded together. You know, like
right.
Lotto, Sexy Red, and Flo Money. They just did an interview.
I really not like, and that I think that's ago. Why that. They are on the come up right now.
Yeah,
because I agree. They are actually supporting each other, and you could tell.
Right, and it's like genuine. You can tell like they're really just like a girls making, you know, a new path for women in music.
Exactly. So we basically just feel like there definitely needs to be a continuance of pushing boundaries and challenging mm-hmm. all of the male misogynistic definitely. Lyrics. And statements that they make about women and their music, and women should definitely keep doing what they're doing.
Exactly.
100%.
Go harder if you need to.
No, like, exactly, like Lil' Kim and exactly. her hardcore album.
Exactly.
So just to end on a positive upbringing note, I really just want to emphasize the progress and change that has been made and the potential for future change with women in rap and hip hop.
Definitely.
So there has been substantial progression over the years, as you can see throughout everything that we've talked about so far. Mm-hmm. And I think like in 2022, wasn't there like women, like 2 years ago, women, yeah. the stat went up in the Billboard hits?
Yeah. 30% of artists on the Billboard Hot 100 Year of End Chart were women, which was like a significant increase from the previous year and even since 2012.
Exactly. So that's so. Great. So as you can see, like, even though women still get hate,
right.
they're going to keep doing their thing. And we love that.
We love to see it.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much, Anaya, for joining me here today.
Of course. It was a great time. I love talking
about
this.
It really was. I can only imagine what we're going to talk about next. Like, I know I have so many topics that yes. I can already think about. There's so and many other routes forever. We could have went around this too. Like, we could easily go into the sex education with women.
Exactly.
We could easily talk about all of the rape and misconduct within all women and male industries.
Everything.
Everything. Literally. So that will be another episode. So stay tuned. But overall, that was all for today. And thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you so much, Anaya, for joining us.
Thank you, Bella.
And we're out. Bye.
Later.